Portland, Oregon, like much of the U.S., has seen a devastating rise in gun violence recently. Homicide numbers there are the highest they've been in two decades. Katie Riddle reports on one initiative to help people who've served time for gun violence find a new path in Portland.
Federal prison was the turning point in Bredo Jackson's life.
I hated being away from my family and my son and my daughter and the streets, but at the same time, man, that was the gift and the curse.
The gift part, says Jackson, was meeting people from an entirely different world than the one he grew up in, like the guys he was in with at Rikers Island, the Wall Street criminals.
And these dudes are sitting right across from me, drinking their coffee, reading their Wall Street Journal.
These fellow inmates, he says, taught him about the financial world and the tools of investment, a universe away from the federal robbery charge that landed him in prison for 5 years. Today, he and a partner run a small startup in Portland to mentor people involved with gun violence and to connect them with companies who are hiring for green jobs, like solar panel installation and work at a recycling facility.
Hi, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Not too bad.
The program is called Leaders Become Legends. On this day, the crew has been working with a local energy company, assembling and installing solar panels.
I'm going to make like 2 stacks here.
Okay.
This job is at a retirement home. Unlike fast food or other minimum wage gigs, this work pays close to $20 an hour to start.
I started doing jail time when I think I was 14 years old.
Damian Rouse is in the program. He spent much of his teens and early adulthood incarcerated, mostly on weapons charges. Last year, Rouse's brother was shot and killed in Portland. The two were close, just a year apart.
So when he died, it just like a different part of me just died too. So I just said,
Rouse is determined to give his 6-year-old son a different life than the one he's lived. He says the most important skill he's learned from the Leaders Become Legends mentors is not about green energy. It's how to compartmentalize.
When I go to work, I just try to put everything outside the window that's not in the streets. It's like, okay, I'm on work. I want to focus on work and get this done.
Tax incentives and legal requirements for green energy are driving a healthy demand for workers. The bosses here are supportive of this program and colleagues mostly friendly, but some can be hostile. Founder Bredo Jackson says part of the training is about what to expect.
You might see a swastika tattoo. You might see a Trump sign, a Make America Great Again sign on one of these bumpers or these trucks. This is the industry that you're working in. Think about your children. Think about, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. Do not get distracted with that stuff.
This kind of mentoring takes time and patience. Leaders Become Legends recently got a $10,000 grant from the city's economic development arm. Before that, Jackson and his partner were doing it on their own in the community. Over the last year, they found work for 10 people. They're angling to scale up with some much bigger money next year through a city program subsidizing clean energy jobs.
Our total mission is to not let them go back to prison or be dead, as well as dealing with our own personal traumas that we go through every day, just being so-called Black in America.
Sometimes those daily traumas are less dramatic than gun violence or arrest.
Somebody.
Back at the solar panel site, Teandre Chern is getting ready to climb 45 feet up onto the roof. Chern would have been here a half an hour earlier, but a police officer pulled him over on his way into this affluent suburb.
I think he's seen a Black dude, and yeah, went down from there.
Has that happened a lot to you?
Oh, yeah. It's almost every day thing, but...
You get pulled over almost every day?
Almost every day.
Chern says between the police stops and the gun violence in his community, he lives with a lot of fear and injustice. But with 2 kids to feed, he doesn't dwell on it. Instead, he puts on his safety harness and gets to work. For NPR News, I'm Katie Riddle in Portland.